Yes. Where's that bit? Ah, yes, this, that, yeah. Hmm. Nice. There is no doubt that there was a man called Shakespeare who found his way to London and joined the world of theatre. But how he did so, those missing years between his marriage and appearance in London, has worried biographers for centuries. No one knew how he came from being a nobody in Stratford to becoming a rising star in London. It can be revealed here for the first time where Shakespeare spent those unknown years. It has been suggested that Shakespeare joined a group of travelling players. This was close to the mark, but no banana is to be awarded. Shakespeare actually joined a group of travelling musicians, where he played a selection of instruments. Whilst a reasonable recorder player, knowledge of the instrument central to Act 3, Scene 2 in Hamlet, it was on an early form of the tuba that Shakespeare really made his mark. Don't confuse the Tudor tuba with the modern creation patented in 1835. This was a much larger instrument, similar in shape, but technically a member of the woodwind family. Originally known as the tubular balalaika, the shortened name tuba survived throughout history, to be reborn in the 19th century. The tuba had been a popular instrument in court for many years, but in the early 1580s the Tudor court was being swept by a tuba sensation that just come over from Spain. El Bollacks were a four-piece tuba band that crossed with the Spanish ambassador in 1581 and played concerts in all the major country houses and the court. The group were sadly all executed as spies during the Armada crisis. However, before this tragic end, they proved a hit and had imitators across the country, Shakespeare being one of them. Thus he toured the many great Tudor bandstands erected under the reign of Henry VIII at the request of Jane Seymour, who was, coincidentally, a fan of the tuba. If you'd like to learn more, then see Jane and Her Tuba, a monograph published in 1995 by Oxford University Press. On these bandstands, the people would have listened to the popular favourites of the day, Tubas in the Moonlight and the Tuba Cantata in E Minor, both written by Monteverdi. The backlash against the tuba did lead to violent scenes across the kingdom, with several players run out of major cities and at least one burnt to death on a beacon fire at Tilbury. A contemporary woodcut demonstrates an angry mob beating to death a tuba player with a small dog. Shakespeare escaped nominally because he had by this time transferred to a musical post with the Chamberlain's men, taking on additional parts of the company. The company were protective of the young tuba player, as one specially written prologue to a revival of the play Gorbadoc shows. Do not maim our player of the tubae, for he doeth his best. It is at the time of the First Armada that Shakespeare gives up the instrument and takes up a full-time post, acting in plays and writing them. If, that is, this wasn't complete nonsense. Which it is, I think.